Two people, three questions, one possible outcome.
It's Ken, Colleen, and Kurt's Hang Up or Hang Out on Star 102.5.
We have two listeners on the phone right now, and are they going to hang up? They going to hang out? We're going to try and set them up on a date here in just a moment. Let's first meet George. Hi, George.
Hi, how's it going?
We're good. How are you?
I'm doing well. Thanks for having me on.
Of course. Well, why don't you tell us a little bit about you, George?
Well, I'm 31, and I'm from Des Moines, and I work at Principal.
Okay. Yep. All right. What are some things you like to do? What are some things you don't like?
Let's see. I work a lot, so, relaxing, watching movies, going out. I'm pretty active, too. I like to work out, and... I don't like being sick. I caught a bug during Christmas, and it's still lingering, and it's killing me. So I guess I don't like being sick.
Yeah, no. I'm in the second week of mine too. I don't like it either. It stinks. Okay, now let's meet Anna. Hi, Anna.
Hi.
Hi. All right, Anna. Tell us about you.
Sure. I'm Anna. I'm 30. I'm from Pleasant Hill. I'm actually in between jobs right now. I quit my job right before the holidays, and I'm just taking some time for myself and trying to find, my next move.
Okay.
All right. Mm-hmm. All right.
Yeah.
So, independently wealthy?
Right? No.
Okay.
Money-minded.
Got it.
Okay. Money-minded. Oh, I like
all right.
that.
All right, that's good. Hey, if you can afford to take some couple months off, then yeah, you're probably good at saving your money. Good for you. Okay, some things you like, don't like.
Well, I love going out. I love trying new places, either new to me or new in town.
Uh-huh. What drives you crazy?
Actually, I hate talking on the phone. This is a nice exception, though.
Yes. Right.
Thank you.
I know.
But, yeah, I'd much rather text or email.
Sure. Yeah. Well, we can all relate to that.
Or pigeon, anything.
I get a hard time about that from people in my life who know I hate talking on the phone. They're like, you do it every day for your job. I know. Yeah, when I'm off work, I don't talk on the phone if I don't have to. Okay, so here's how this works. We will ask you questions, up to three questions, and we'll get your response, both your responses on each of them. And then at the end of each question, you have the option to hang up if you'd like, if you don't want to go any further. But if we do get through all three questions and you're both still on the line, well, then we're paying for you guys to go out on a date and get to know each other a little bit better. All right, we'll start with the first question. Going to you, George. Colleen has it.
All right, George, do you have a celebrity doppelganger?
Actually, that's pretty funny because when I started working at Principal a couple years ago, a bunch of the guys, they started to make fun of me and they called me the other George. Because I guess everybody thinks I look like a young George Clooney.
Really?
Oh.
So facts of life.
I don't know.
Facts of life, George Clooney? Because wasn't he on that show?
Yeah.
Okay.
That's what I like to think,
Even really ER. He was young when he was first on ER.
I suppose so. Yeah, you're right.
Yeah.
Yeah, okay.
All right.
All right.
Okay.
So young George Clooney.
Hey.
Young
George. Hey.
All right.
Hey.
Jeez.
Yeah.
I mean, talk about selling yourself.
I mean, wow.
I'll take it.
All right. What about you, Anna? Who do you look like?
My friends all say that I look like Amy Adams, I think it's just I do have the red hair, so I feel like it's that natural connection, but they insist that it's more my eyes than my hair.
Okay.
All right.
Mm-hmm. So two beautiful people.
Really?
Oh, boy. Well, I could see why you had to go on a dating contest. Okay. Well, here's our first chance for you to hang up if you'd like. We'll count to three. And if you want to, feel free. We don't put any pressure on you here. But if you're still on the line, we'll move on to question two. One, two, three.
All right.
They wish to remain beautiful together.
Get a quick cup of coffee, then come back for this.
Next, with Ken, Colleen, and Kurt.
Two more questions to go. Next one, we're asking about things they just can't give up. That's in about 8 minutes.
BFFs
most of the time.
Ken, Colleen, and Kurt
on Star 102.5.